Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Hapager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good here. We're all doing good. We got a sunny sky out to kick off our week. Not so bad.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to be everyone's favorite person today with my forecast. It's when they love the meteorologist. Today's the day because summer is setting into the state. How's that for you guys? Summer.
I'll take it.
35 degrees above average is what we're going to hit today. Any guess what that means? What temperature? What do you think?
70 or close to 70.
72.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're going to flirt with 70 degrees today. Ooh. So definitely breaking records. Our record is 61 degrees. Geez. So we're going to shatter that for sure.
Smash that record.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I want to see people in shorts. I want to see people in tank tops because it's only one day. One day only. We're going to fall tomorrow to the low 40s, back to where we should be. But I will say we do warm up as we push into the weekend. So a fantastic weekend ahead and a beautiful Monday. I think it's setting up for a great week, right?
Sounds good to me. I'll take it.
You kicked it off right, that's for
Perfect.
Sure.
Perfect.
Thank you for that, Brittany. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You have a good morning. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. And she's right. It's going to be a good week. We got things lined up for you all week long, including today to kick things off. We're going to get into some fun stuff. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We also have five tips to help you to adjust to the time change.
Okay.
Do you love any of these widely hated foods? We are going to discuss. We, of course, know it's a Monday. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with Beth Habhager in the Kitchen's Open.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Afterwards, we'll get into a bit of entertainment news. Got some fun stuff lined up for you there, as well as kind of recapping the weekend for a lot of our local teams and some of that. We'll just give you a touch on some of those things. And the dumbest things people take pride in. This should be a good Monday one. This should be a good Monday
I'm making
Monday
my
topic.
List. Let's see. What do I like?
Pretty much everything for me. Anything I take pride in is just ridiculous, and I shouldn't. But we kick off the morning with morning talk, of course. Do you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Does it count if I woke up like off the bed? What is that? What is that?
Like half on, half on?
Underside of the bed? I don't know that that's where you're supposed to wake up.
I had one leg on the bed. The rest of me was on the floor, and my fur brother woke me up, like sniffing me and wanting a treat.
What's happening?
Here are eight morning habits that could make you a little bit better. Number one, don't wake up on the floor with half your... It's just really not good. Number one, immediately reaching for your phone. Give yourself a chance to wake up and maybe go start a pot of coffee or something like that. Brush your teeth. Who knows? Your phone is full of stressful stuff, so it's not a great way to start your day. Now, it's not to say that there aren't positive things on your phone. And I guess if you, for some of us in certain jobs, you kind of are, you have to look at your phone, especially work-related things or time-sensitive things.
Right.
I think that a good counter to that is immediately checking your phone or right away afterwards looking at pictures on your phone that make you smile or having a good picture right there as soon as you open your phone. Boom, there's your favorite thing or your favorite animal or what have you, something like that.
Or shutting your alarm off.
Yeah, true. That's true. But you don't have to look at it quickly, though. You can just quick off. You're good.
Yeah. Dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. Try thinking of each day as a new chapter or a new chance. Dwelling on stuff can make your days blend together into one big stressful experience that never ends.
Yeah.
Why do network TV shows, why are they the only ones that can get away with it? every week they got crazy stuff going on,
yep.
and then the next week comes around and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why can't we all live that
character
way?
Character died and then they're back the next week.
Back the next week.
Like, no, I love that. Yeah, I don't know.
Life should be more like TV. No, yeah, yeah. I'm joking. But I do think that there's a little bit you could take from that.
That's true.
And there's a gift in that. Every day, mm-hmm. I think most of us understand, whether we realize it or not, that every day is a gift. Mm-hmm. There are no good or bad days. Every day is a gift.
Right.
When it comes to looking at it that way and have a little perspective with it and everything, I think that you can look at it as a restart.
Yeah.
It's starting a new book. It's starting a new chapter. If you're into video games, it's starting a new game. Whatever metaphor you need to use or analogy you want to use, go ahead and use it just to help you get through that morning, beginning of the day.
Try for the next high score. Yeah.
Yes. Try not to die.
I'm trying to get extra lives.
That's my goal.
Be like Pac-Man and keep going.
Starting your day with compliments. Try not to roll out of bed and start complaining about the weather or how much you don't want to go to work. It sets a negative tone that can stick with you all day.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been doing this since high school. As you two both very well know, I'm not very always successful at this.
Right.
But I do make a good attempt at it. I will say radio has actually helped me quite a bit in that. Understanding that you can't do this job, you know, in a grumpy mood.
Yeah, right. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's terrible.
Hello, we're here.
Morning. Although, you know, nobody's really cornered that market.
Nobody's
really doing that morning show, everybody. I mean, it might be, you know. But I will say that I think that that's one of the harder things. I think that we need to give ourselves as much as each other's grace on that one.
I agree. I think that's a good point.
And it takes time. It takes practice. I've been doing this since high school because I had a counselor tell me that this is a good approach to the day and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm still a work in progress. You know, even been doing it for as long as I have.
Yeah,
because I'm old. In high school, was a long time ago.
We all have to just keep trying every day.
Yes.
Not taking time to be grateful. Take 5 minutes to think of stuff you're thankful for. Maybe it's something general or something specific that happened the day before.
Yeah.
Studies show we're happier when we take time to be grateful, mindful, or even meditate.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's a good idea. In fact, you can do that all throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Not just in the morning. You can do it anytime.
What are the negatives of feeling grateful? What are the downs? Side effects may include. What are none? It's similar to being positive or approaching the day with a positive front. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you're walking and the door slams in your face and you just smile at it. I mean, you laugh it off or you work your way around it and you say, well, that was one bad thing in a day of 100 great things.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You ever count?
That's a better way of looking at it.
Nobody counts how many breaths we have, but we're thankful for every one, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I hope so.
Rushing through your morning without fuel. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but 1 in 4 Americans skip it. If you're cranky by noon, eating something small and healthy in the AM might help.
Mm.
Advice.
That's something I should really try to.
They say
it's not hungry in the morning. It's a problem.
1 in 4 Americans skip it. I don't know many people that do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I know 4 people that do eat breakfast in the morning.
What about you, Melissa?
I do.
Oh, see, you're good. There's one.
Almost every morning.
Yeah, my children, okay, they both eat in the morning, so that's good. I'm unfortunately, I wish I would, because it's weird. I grew up getting breakfast every morning mm-hmm. with my family. Mm-hmm. We would always, you know, be around the breakfast table, have something, you know.
Do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee, yeah.
Sometimes
does that count?
Can be an appetite suppressant.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
In a way.
I thought about that.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's exactly that.
No,
but
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. I mm-hmm. suppose. Yeah.
I'm in this weird crux where one of my favorite things to eat is breakfast foods. Yet in the morning, I have no appetite. And it's this way, too, with work, where whether I'm getting ready to go out on stage or I'm doing this job, mm-hmm. I have even less appetite then. Like, I don't have an appetite even on a Saturday or Sunday morning when I don't have to come in here or something like that. Mm-hmm. But even on, especially during work days or work weeks or something, the last thing I want to do is eat. It's the last thing on my mind.
Right.
And it's probably the first thing my body's begging me to do.
Probably.
please. Just really bad at it. I don't know what it is. I got some connections mixed up upstairs. I don't know. Engaging in negative self-talk. It goes hand in hand with starting the day off with compliments. Don't let your inner monologue drag you down with thoughts like you're lazy, you're messing up, your hair looks weird.
I added that last one.
It can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. I do think that you get what you put into life. And I do think that one of the early lessons I learned, I walk around all day with my fists clenched. Well, I'm probably going to get in a fight. I also don't think that we while we control these things, there's stuff in life you can't control.
Right.
And I do think understanding both is really important.
It is. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned it before, getting hit in the face with a door, right? Well, you can't really control your reaction to that. It's going to hurt, you know, and pain does not cause, like you said, happy feelings, right? So there's certain things that, yeah, are probably going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Avoiding all physical activity. You don't have to be one of those people who jumps out of bed and runs 5 minutes. Oh, even geez. Some light stretching or a short walk can release endorphins and boost your mood.
Okay. Oh, see?
One small thing that I have been doing is stretching.
Okay.
Before I get out of bed in the morning.
Is that like? Do you notice anything? Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, oh, cool. Actually, I mean, my back feels better.
Oh, well, hey, wow.
Which is the reason I'm doing it.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. It's an immediate notice of a feeling better in the morning. I haven't progressed to actually exercising yet, but it's a small first step.
Hey,
you know,
it's a step.
Baby steps count. Yeah, they do. Right?
Yes.
Please, somebody tell me the count.
It's an important first step, Melissa. I don't think that the workout does you any good without it. So even if whenever you do get to the working out or anything, and if you don't, that's fine too, because stretching can be a bit of a workout. Stretching certainly
get your body moving, right?
At least getting blood to the muscles,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
oxygen.
Mm-hmm. And finally, not having a goal in mind. When we tend to be happier when we do. It could be a personal goal, a work goal, or something more long-term. If you don't have some sort of goal in mind, it can feel like you're stuck on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the greater things in life, especially after a long week or a long day or something, is being able to sit down and realize, I have nothing to do. I don't have to be anywhere. Yeah. There's nothing that I necessarily have to do right this second. I can get what I need to done in moments. I can just sit and be. There's nothing. I mean, it's a great feeling. Great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling is part of what feels good about that is the work that you put in to get to that point.
Right? Absolutely.
And I don't know how good that feeling is without the work.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. The feeling of just say you get something done. You know, around the house, something simple, you know, do the dishes, you know, fold some laundry or something. For me, I specifically try to have that feeling of accomplishment like you're talking mm-hmm. about when you do that. And then you can give yourself a little reward. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, sit down for 10 minutes or, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, just I'm going to do this thing that I kind of want to do. And then you can give yourself a little thing. So, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. I'm on board with that.
And if the goal of your day is just getting everything on your list done.
Hey.
There you go.
It's a great goal.
Mm-hmm. What the goal is your personal, you know, checklist. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, what matters is just having these things in mind. And especially when I do this with my father a lot because I don't think my dad really understood what retirement would be. Mm-hmm. And I know for darn sure, I've talked to him quite a bit, he never thought it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So much of this is, well, I've been working since I was 14. And everything's always been about providing for my family. Mm-hmm. Been doing this and this. I don't have to do that right now. So what do I do with myself? And him trying to figure that out.
Right.
You know, and he's been retired for 2 years now, I think, and still trying to figure it out. Still trying to work through that and everything. So having goals in mind, no matter how simple or big or small or how much, he shouldn't do them until I get there.
Sometimes it's, goals are good, but sometimes you got to wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patience be patient. Is hard.
Patience. Patience. Yeah,
especially for certain people. But
I was just going to say, all I can think right now is one of my favorite commercials from childhood or cartoons from childhood. What are we going to do today, brain? Same thing we do every day, Pinky. Try and take over the world.
Yes.
It's Pinky. Yes. Pinky and the brain. We'll be back.
Well, you know, you got to have some goals.
There you go.
Got it. Even if it's taking over the world.
Hey.
We will be back after this. We'll be back with our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They are closed up for today, but yep. They will be back up and running tomorrow. So you got a whole day to go ahead and plan out your menu. What do you want for breakfast? What do you want for lunch? Find out. Head on over to their Facebook page. They've got some great specials lined up for you. Encourage you to check that out, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I especially like their picture of a busy night at Stonehenge.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
You know, it takes a long time to move those stones forward an hour.
So good. That's so good.
Good stuff.
We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, and get over there tomorrow when they open their doors, everybody. And be sure to follow along with the things they're doing. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send that to us. Email us, info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to hanging out with you, everybody. Go ahead and give us a call. For right now, I need a one or a two. Seth.
One.
All right. I thought I could take you off guard.
Nope. All right. I'm on it.
We always pick him every Monday.
Yeah.
Because he never works Tuesdays. So I it's the only
it's a trade-off.
Yep. I can make him work. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's sister-in-law, Cindy Lueck.
Oh, happy birthday, Cindy.
Happy birthday.
Living in Stoughton, we wish Cindy a very happy... Stoughton. Yes.
Yes.
Stoughton. Thank you. Wishing Cindy a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Cindy. And we wish a happy birthday to Rachel Clark.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Enjoy the day, Rachel. Wishing you a good one. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Dick Hartman.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And again, thank you to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, thank you very much.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Emily Osment is 33. Miley Cyrus's best friend, Lily, on Hannah Montana. She is on Young Sheldon, Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. She's also the younger sister in The Sixth Sense. She did a really good job in The Sixth Sense.
Yes, yes.
The kid actors in that movie, like, are incredible.
Both of them turned out to be pretty darn good.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde is 41, 13 on House. She directed Don't Worry, Darling, Stepford Wives, and some others.
Cool.
The wonderful sounding Carrie Underwood is 42 today.
Wow.
Currently went back to American Idol to be a judge, and in that has been able to kind of go down memory lane with a lot of people and everything. We are celebrating her on the Sunrise Show this morning, and she is tied with Reba McEntire for most number one single hits on the country music charts. Really? Like, she's got 14, her and Reba.
For women, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's quite impressive to me.
Yeah.
And I one of the things about her too that I note with singers often, I don't know her whole library. I don't know a ton about her. But I know if I hear her voice, that's Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. You know her when you hear her voice. She's got one of those, I think, powerful, unique sounding voices.
Yep.
She's also like one of the only people most people can name as a winner of American Idol.
Yeah.
That actually went on for like a substantial career, right?
Mm-hmm. I think she's probably the most famous.
I would say
of the winners.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone else. I never watched the show either. So,
because did Kelly Clarkson, did she win or did the other guy win? The Justin guy that nobody knows where he is now. Nobody. I'm kidding. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it.
I think Kelly won actually. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, yeah. But I think Carrie Underwood is still bigger than Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of other people I know that even won. There was a guy in there somewhere. He had a good voice.
What's his face? Yeah.
I really don't know.
Ruben Stoddard?
I'm literally just throwing the most generic things I can out there, because it will apply. Danny Putty is 46. Abed on Community.
I love him.
Great character actor. I think one of the guys that is going to maybe go down in his career as one of the great character actors. He's still very young at 46 and still working. Got a lot of work ahead of him.
Oh, thanks, James. You just called it the young person 46. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I will say, one of the things that I will admit, I'm biased with him. He's a Chicagoan. But he got his, part of how he got his break is, so So he would work at the United Center during Bulls and Blackhawk games, you know, selling peanuts and things.
Oh, wow, really?
And he was not very comfortable with people. This got him very comfortable with people. Yeah. And he would try out voices and bits. And it, you know, just slowly got working at, like, other avenues in mm-hmm. Chicago, theater and stuff, and just got a break. And
how about that?
Yeah, just very, very humble kid, too. Very humble.
Started
guy,
out as a barker. Guy, I love that. That's great.
I love him. Great actor. One of the better producers of all time, Timbaland, is 53.
Ooh.
Rapper, producer, mm-hmm. Done all kinds of work.
He has.
I don't know if there's much music from our era that wasn't, you know, the hits that didn't come, one or that wouldn't know Timbaland.
Yep.
The great John Hamm is 54 today. Don Draper on Mad Men. He's now Tyler on Landmen. Been in a bunch of other stuff, mm-hmm. too. Great actor. Pageant Brewster is 56.
Hey!
Emily Prentice on Criminal Minds. She was also on Community for a little while as mm-hmm. well. Fantastic actress.
And a fabulous narrator. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She has done a whole bunch of documentaries. She's got a great voice for it.
She really does. I didn't know she had that in her.
Yep.
I follow her on social media, and she's one of those actors that reaches out to other actors all the time. Not like personally me, but me and other actors of my own.
Right.
One of the things that she has been saying, and she's doing a little bit of this on social media, but she's doing a lot more of it, at least privately in this group that I'm in with her and others and everything, really encouraging actors. Hey, if you don't have a part, if you don't have something lined up, embrace the gray. Embrace the gray, and specifically to women and female actors.
Right.
She's doing this right now herself. Mm-hmm. Looks amazing. Mm-hmm. It looks really good. It doesn't look bad on anybody.
Right.
I don't know anybody I've ever seen that looks bad with gray or silver hair.
Yeah.
It's something that we fight, and I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's something she's been very much embracing, and I think that's really cool. We need more of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Edie Burkell is 59. We know what she is. She's a birthday girl.
What I want,
what I am, and what I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the... There's good harmony, and then there's whatever we just did.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, man.
I don't know, but
it's kind of fun.
It's our new dissonance group that we're going to form.
Anybody
here
can have harmonies. Yeah. Seth and I bring you nothing off. Edie Burkell's great. I don't know if she's still married to Paul Simon or not, but wasn't she married to Paul Simon? Or who am I mixing? No, I'm mixing her up with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. No.
She was married to Paul Simon in 92.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Well, you were right. There you go.
You were right.
Another great.
But I love the name of the Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars.
Oh,
that's a great album title.
Such a good
album
name. Yeah. Another bunch of great 90s singers and musicians. Nina Cherry is 61. Buffalo Stance. And
yep.
A couple of other great ones
great
from
singer.
Her. Great singer-songwriter. Jeff Ament is 62. Wonderful bassist from Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Always had that great hat. Always had a great hat. Good bass player, too. Jasmine Guy is 63. Whitley on A Different World.
Okay.
Good actress. Good mm-hmm. actress. Let's see here. Mitch Gaylord is 64. Born a 1984 Olympic gold medalist who has two gymnastic techniques named after him, the Gaylord 2 and the Gaylord Flip.
Whoa. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stuff named after you?
A lot of attention, and rightfully so, went to Mary Lou Retton. In that and particular Olympic, and understandably, and everything. But his performance kind of gets lost in the ether, and it's a shame because it's one of the better gymnastic performances you'll ever see. I believe you can go back and watch it.
That'd be cool.
I think it's on YouTube. I think you can check it out. Sharon Stone is 61. Great actor.
Wow.
Great actor.
Mm.
I don't know if she's ever gotten her due as an actor.
Probably not.
Let's see here. Tom Scholz is 78, lead guitarist, keyboardist, and songwriter from Boston. Also has a master's degree at MIT.
Yeah, I believe in engineering. Nice. And and he hasn't released anything in 40 years.
Yeah. All that brains, all that stuff, and yet the most ridiculous pop song of all time. More than a feeling.
I knew that was going to come up. Oh, boy.
If you feel it, it can't be more than a feeling. Well, I'll move on.
Bugaboo with him.
Chuck Norris is 85.
Still alive and kicking. Ha,
yeah,
ha. Nice, Chuck Norris, nice. Get it?
Such a dad joke.
It was.
It's such a weird day and age we live in where so many people out there are going to know Chuck Norris from memes. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Those meme things. That, the one with the beard and the fist is coming out of the beard or whatever. Like that's a lot of people know him from that.
Yeah.
For me, it's Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I got one for you. Mm. I got one for you. Here from the late 70s trucker boom. You know, remember, you know, Convoy all that.
Yes.
Well, when that happened, they rushed out a bunch of, you know, cheap trucker movies. And Chuck Norris is in one called Breaker Breaker.
Breaker Breaker.
And it is bad.
Oh, but it's bad.
It's bad. But Chuck Norris sans facial hair.
Yeah.
No beard.
Whoa. No beard.
No mustache. It's very weird. It's very weird to see. I'm telling you.
He had a bit spot, I want to say, in Enter the Dragon as well, because he was trained by Bruce Lee and stuff. And I believe he has no facial hair in that
one. I know.
Too.
He looks so weird.
It does look weird. It does.
It does. Not the beard.
He was in a couple Bruce Lee movies, several of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. Here.
Yeah. Yep. He was
one of the best.
When Bruce Lee came to the States and decided to break tradition and start teaching techniques and these moves to people of different skin and different culture and everything, Chuck Norris was one of those people that really jumped on that and was really very one of the bigger faces of it.
That's cool.
Really.
And Wolf McQuade needs to be mentioned, though.
Oh, wow.
That's
a
great title.
Yeah, it does.
Nothing
That's
else.
A good one. That's a good one right there. We will take a time out, get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back, and we're going to be talking about some interesting stuff. The militaries are moving from photos and different things. And a little bit later, we've also got 5 tips to help you adjust to the time change.
All right. Mm-hmm. Need those.
All coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Got a couple of topics to get to. We're going to get you to the top of the hour with some good things on the way. But I wanted to bring some attention to something. And shout out to Melissa Kay. She sent over this article from Newsweek about the military removing Enola Gay photos or violating DEI rules.
Jeez.
Wanted to get into this one a little bit with everybody because I heard a little about this, and then it just kind of went away.
Mm.
And if I'm being honest with everybody, it was something that with the 24/7 news cycle and everything,
right.
It was something that I bookmarked in my brain to come back to. And then Melissa sends me this article, and I realize I have not gone back to this subject. So I just personally appreciate it, Melissa, but also appreciate it for the audience and for us as a show. For those that we can catch everybody up on this, and I've gone to 2 different sources for this one. Certainly the Newsweek article that you sent over, Melissa. The Associated Press has a really nice article on this, too. You can find it at apnews.com. I encourage you to find this yourselves, everybody, and go ahead and do some digging into this one as well. Because the references to a World War II Medal of Honor recipient, the Enola Gay aircraft that dropped an atomic bomb on Japan, and the first woman to pass Marine infantry training are among the tens of thousands of photos and online posts marked for deletion as the Defense Department works to, quote, purge diversity, equity, and inclusion content. Oh, my God.
So we're erasing history because of that?
Some words.
Whoa, hold up. Hold up, everybody. I'm sorry, Melissa, we'll get into that in a second. I apologize. I think I just made us all gay. according to them, like just talking about this, just even the words, just the image and everything, you know, could alter your brain chemistry and all this stuff. Oh, geez, I apologize, everybody. I didn't realize I did that. Does that sound ridiculous? Because that's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A little ridiculous.
Yep.
2 quick things. Anybody check the numbers of how many people are enrolling in our military, in our services right now? Do you see the numbers?
They're way down.
Do you think we can afford to have anybody, at one less person, let alone thousands and thousands of people, who would not be able to enlist?
Mm-hmm.
People who are willingly enlisting. The idea of a person not being able to serve their country is one of the biggest insults you can have as an American, to not allow somebody to serve for their country, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of diversity and equality, when did these become negatives? And if I can, when did we start taking these lessons in the lead on this from a guy who dodged every war he could, who got his daddy to get him out of everything?
Hmm. We don't talk about that anymore.
Because, again, our president is a draft dodger. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. There's no fake news about that. He's actually quite proud of this early on in his life.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at his interviews on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, or some of his work with TMZ, or some of his work on Access Hollywood. These are all interviews you can Google and find out. There's no fake news here or nothing like that. I did my homework on this one. As well as that goes, too, we also have somebody who is not even from this country, who can go back to his own country anytime he wants, trying to tell us what to do with our country and controlling our country. That sounds pretty un-American to me. It sounds like the opposite of what we all started this whole thing for. And as far as our military started, at welcoming everybody because we had to. That's how do you want to go into the Civil War, everyone, and talk about that? Do you want to talk about Vietnam? Do you want to talk about World War One, World War Two? Any war we talk about would not, no war is won or anything without diversity. So if this is the case and this is what they want, so they just want a completely white bread military? Like, is that what we're going for here?
I guess so.
And please, somebody call up and tell me, 715-424-2600, or text us through the Civic Media app, how this makes our military stronger or better.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing. I got nothing on this one. My brain, because of my silly, rebellious brain, I can't help but see the other side of things. Even when it's something that I agree with, I tend to see the other side of stuff.
Right.
I got nothing on this one. Like, even my realistic over reptilian brain has not figured out another side to this.
And it's not even it's lazy. All they're doing is putting in certain words and searching the database. You know, like gay, right? The word gay or any of these other words that we've heard about, and just say, okay, yep, we're just going to delete everything on there, even though
axe it all.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's just cutting out a chunk of our history that, I mean, we all know that if you don't learn from history, what happens?
Doomed to repeat it.
Well, but wait a second. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that they were crying about the history being erased. And their southern, you know, statues being taken down, and how dare we erase their history and all that? Wait, well, what about this? You can erase little. So it's just erasing what you're not comfortable with.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Well, what about the people who are the ancestors of slaves? How uncomfortable are they when they take their children to the park and they see a statue of Lee or somebody like that?
Well, apparently they don't matter.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that we need to take from this is that we need to talk about these things. Mm. We need to talk about them openly and have a good conversation about it that's, you know, backed by facts and not fear-mongering and he said, she said, and it's just frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't we talk about history? Why can't history be an open conversation?
Right.
What are you afraid of? What is
a great question?
I'm genuinely asking. Mm-hmm. I'm genuinely asking that question. What are people afraid of, and what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
Where are we going with this? Because this, if you can give me some answers, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to hear you out. I also would appreciate that as much effort and time being put into this. Could we put that into our VAs as well? Because right now, if you didn't see the news over the weekend, a lot of jobs being cut at our VAs. Mm-hmm. A lot of money being put into our VAs is being taken out. And it's being done by two people who have never served a day in military in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure how much their families have. Anybody know how much the Musk family has fought for their country or fought in our wars? Anybody know how much our president has fought and his family has fought for this country? Any member in that family ever fought for this country once in one war? I'm talking about even picked up a musket. I did my homework, everybody, and guess what? Not a single one. Not a single one. Either family, neither one, never fought for their countries.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to tell me, coming from a military family, mm-hmm. you're going to try to tell me that this is important. That this is necessary.
Right.
When I'm more focused on, hey, how about we actually put some money into our VAs?
Yeah.
To the soldiers that fought for this country, the people that shed blood for this country. What are we doing for them? You know, if we fix every single problem and then you want to start nitpicking on things and trying to rewrite history, I'm not going to do it.
No.
But you know what? Let's hear everybody out. Let's go ahead. Let everybody give everybody their moment. But this doesn't add up. There's no answers here. All this is a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's a distraction. It takes your eye off the ball. It's no different than when you're playing catch with your brother or sister and say, hey, look over there. And you look away. And then what happens? You get bombarded. Right. I did, at least. But it was in my defense. You
kept falling for it, James.
I had a brother and a sister, and they teamed up against me all the time.
I'm telling you.
They're very talented, very smart kids.
Come after you.
I'd like to have an open dialogue about this one. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know from people that where they're coming from on this one and why it's important to them. I don't want to come. I know I tend to come across with my energy a bit crazy. That's just because I'm Italian. But I generally oh, sure, would like that. To hear because I can't. I got nothing on this one. I don't understand the point of this.
No, me neither.
Not only erasing our history to Melissa's point, what she's saying about that, but so much important history. Does anybody know why Enola Gay, what that is?
Mm-hmm. They made a movie about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I want you to look it up. If you don't know, I want you to look it up. I want you to find out. And then when you're done, guess what? You're still going to have the same sexual preference you had beforehand.
Shocking.
It didn't change a darn thing other than you having some American pride. Because that's what they're cutting at here, American pride. This is stuff we should be proud of. These are moments we should be proud of as Americans. Not erasing, not trying to hide. And if you're going to be erasing that, again, I go back to, well, what happened when people tried to not erase, but try to just remove from our public eye some of these things, mm-hmm. how people lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for the goose?
Yeah.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Gander sauce.
That is... Is that one of the most confusing phrases or idioms you'll ever hear? I
can't even tell them apart.
I love looking these things up. I don't want to look that one up though. I just want that one just to be. I don't even want to know what that one means. We will take a time out. We will come back and we're going to get into some fun. I got a good one here for you about the foods. Do you love any of these widely hated foods?
Oh, I can't wait.
We shall discuss.
Be a good one.
Come back on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. So let's flip the script on this one, because we've talked about ones we love. Let's talk about how many of these widely hated foods do you actually like?
Widely hated,
yes.
Kind of like low-hanging fruit when it comes to, you know, punchlines for food.
Well, you know, I hate low-hanging fruit. It just doesn't taste very good, so.
Number one on the list, low-hanging fruit.
No.
No, I'm joking.
The ants can reach those.
Yeah.
So, and we love audience participation in this one, 715-424-2600. Keep in mind, if you are busy or you just don't feel comfortable calling in, you can always text us through the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Number one, anchovies. 13% of people love them. How many of our listeners do? How many of you out there love your anchovies?
How many people have tried
anchovies? I've never tried anchovies. I've never had the pleasure of trying anchovies. You know,
the only thing I've had anchovies in are Gardetto's.
Oh, okay.
So
wait, they have anchovies?
They do. There's anchovies in Gardetto's. And the reason I know this is because when I was a child and we were vegetarian, I was not allowed to eat the delicious snack Gardetto's because they contained anchovies.
Really?
Just devastated.
A little tear just rolled down my heart. Like, that's sad.
Well,
that's
is it the anchovies that make them so tasty? The Gardetto's, I mean. So maybe I'd be willing to try an anchovy or two, if that's the case.
This might change your mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any opinion one or the other. Like I said, I've never had them before, so I don't like to prejudge foods.
Yeah, I'd try them.
So,
I've never met somebody that likes anchovies, but I do remember a person in college. There was a couple dating, and they teased each other all the time. And once it went too far because he was teasing her that he loved anchovies. Uh-oh. And he was trying to be sarcastic, but he was bad at sarcasm. So she ordered she him a pizza like for his birthday, his favorite pizza joint, but it was all anchovies. Because she thought he was ordering without anchovies for her. Oh. So she did this for him. And then he tells her, he's like, oh, I was kidding and all this and everything. She made him eat that pizza.
Good.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
Absolutely.
We were in college. We didn't have a lot of money. Like she made. Like,
yeah, you're going to eat that.
Yeah.
Every slice.
We man, that was a fun night. That was fun. That pizza lasted almost until like midnight. And him just like picking at it throughout the night and everything.
Did you try it, James?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to help out, actually.
Yeah? So how did you enjoy the anchovies?
I didn't taste anything.
Really?
I feel like I didn't taste anything. I don't know if it was because the pizza and the acidic sauce or something like
that.
Well,
I know they're salty. Anchovies are pretty salty, so yeah. But
I should probably also admit that I maybe had a beer or two. I may have.
That might affect your taste buds a little bit.
Could have, possibly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I ended the night with a lampshade on my head. I'm pretty sure. No.
It's a cliche.
Blue cheese. 27% are big fans of blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese is amazing. I honestly really only had it in dressing, blue cheese dressing, but it's fantastic.
I like blue cheese dressing every now and then. It's not something I'd like want every day, but I have to say one of my favorite steaks is a blue steak with blue cheese on it and that whatever that sauce is they put on it. Man, oh, delicious. Mm. Love it.
I wonder what sauce they do put on it.
I can't remember what it's called. It's like a... I don't know. Anyway, it's good. I like it.
Next up, black licorice. 16% love that.
I am of the 16%.
Yes.
Yep. I don't mind it.
I love black licorice. I think it's great.
Oh, you and Melissa.
I love it, but I will eat it.
Oh, no.
And most people that hate it won't touch it.
That's true. But actually, I do really enjoy it. So I have to say I can put that on the positive list.
I don't, you know, the snippets, like a full like thing of black licorice, not so much, but the little snippet things.
Yeah, how about
so
a jelly
bad.
Bean, like the classic jelly beans,
not so bad.
Black
not
ones,
so bad.
You can do one of those.
Black jelly beans? Yeah.
Not so bad.
Thanks, Beth, for your opinion on that one.
Oysters, 35% love them, 65% would not touch them.
35% for me, too. Mm. I love oysters. They're great. Mm.
Especially on the half shell. I mean, like, I would want to try them on the coast. Mm-hmm. I've only had them in Wisconsin, and I feel like that's not a good judge.
No. No, you have to. I would say, and in fact, I wouldn't eat them, especially if you're eating raw oysters. I have to do it somewhere where I know they're fresh because I want to don't want to get, you know, some nasty gastrointestinal thing. But I would recommend, for a lot of people, it's the texture because they're pretty slick. But there's this really good cocktail sauce that you eat with them. Very good.
Slick.
They are slick. I know. That's really appetizing for people.
No, I'm just picturing these oysters in like as greasers.
Yeah.
Oysters.
Hey, slick.
I always imagine them as greasers like my dad.
Chasing one with a fork.
Yeah.
Back here.
Yeah.
Here
come the jets. Here come the.
Yeah, you have to get them on the half shell, you know, and there's a little two prong fork, and you get rid, get them loose, and then you slurp them down.
Now I've got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme song stuck in my head. Thanks. You said half shell twice.
I did. Oh, whoops.
Slick and slurp them down.
Slurp
really the.
But that's what you do.
I know, but
that's
it doesn't
how you eat
sound
them.
Good.
I have been working really hard to grow up and be a better adult eater. I still eat like a teenager, and I admit that, and I'm trying to be better about it. If there is one food that I can promise the audience I will probably never eat, it is oysters.
I get that. A lot of people are with you on that one, I think.
There's something about just looking at them.
I hear you.
There's nothing that appeals to me about it. Nothing. But I also admit that they could be great, and I'm just not giving them a chance.
Once again,
I wholeheartedly admit that.
Very salty, obviously, because they come from salt water, so you know that makes sense.
I'm not big on salty things. So
maybe that could be part of it. But again, it's a texture thing for most people.
And finally, pineapple on pizza. 48% count themselves as fans, 21% are indifferent, and 31% said it's gross.
So actually, there are plenty of people out there will eat pineapple on pizza. This is not big fans, but they'll say, I'll eat it. Yeah,
that I think people realize.
It gets a bad rap.
Yeah, not my favorite, but I'll eat it. If it's there, I'll eat it. No problem. Mm.
It's another one of those that I don't really notice when it's there.
Well, and it depends on how small they cut the, they could have little pineapple bits in there instead of like big slabs of pizza.
Pineapple, like the kind you get in the can. I mean, that seems a little excessive.
That does.
This is a little bit of an offshoot of this, but has anybody noticed there's been a rise of this at a lot of pizza places where you've got your pepperoni and then the cupped pepperoni?
The specialized, whatever the difference is, I have no idea.
They got to be a little clearer about that. there's people show it because I know that I had this happen at least once where I just wanted pepperoni, got the cup pepperoni, and that's not the same pepperoni.
Do you like pepperoni pizza, but you want to scorch your tongue with the grease on it?
little cups of grease just
exactly.
sitting there waiting for
my tongue.
I love pepperoni; it's my favorite. But I don't know about that one. Any honorable mentions? Any outside the lines honorable mentions when it comes to these foods or anything?
Lima beans.
I
love lima beans. I think they're great. My whole family thinks I'm weird because of it, but I love lima beans.
That's a good one. That's a good
baby
one.
Lima beans are better. They have a better flavor in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
Yeah, all good stuff. A fun list.
I think tofu is also one that gets a really bad rap.
Well, you can add any flavor to tofu. Yeah. That's the cool thing about it.
Thing, right? Yeah. And if you've had it and it's not been prepared correctly, given any flavor, then people are like, well, what's the point?
Exactly.
We gotta go. We will come right back, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.